Our first presenter is Jane Nofke.
My story is called Uncle Eino. My uncle, Eino Rantala, was a good-looking man by anyone's standards. The first time I saw a picture of him as a young man, my teenage self was amazed. By the time he was a middle-aged and then older man, what made his face beautiful to me was the kindness in it. His eyes fairly twinkled at me every time I climbed onto his school bus. And unlike many of the stoic Finnish men around me, he didn't hide his feelings. If he was sad, his eyes filled with tears, and he wasn't ashamed. Uncle Eino was married to my seemingly humorless and bossy Aunt Audie. He had been a fixture in my life since I was a small child. There he was in his dirty barn clothes or clean overalls, walking in and out of my days. And every Sunday he put on his church suit. He was the only one of my uncles who went to church regularly, and so the only one that I was used to seeing in a suit. He looked comfortable in it, too. Eino and I became close when I was a junior and senior in high school. His bus route had changed, so now our driveway was his first stop every morning. After I got on the bus, there was a long stretch, about 15 minutes, when we were alone in the quiet morning. I sitting right behind him, he looking at me in the rearview mirror as we talked and talked. In the mirror, I watched the mood shifts in his eyes. They sparkled and crinkled at the corners when he laughed, and sometimes they swam with tears. Eino was a sentimental man. My favorite memory of him was the morning he recited the old Leigh Hunt poem, Jenny Kissed Me, during a conversation we were having about the old days in one-room schoolhouses. The tears escaped as he recited. Jenny kissed me when we met, jumping from the chair she sat in. Time, you thief. Time, you thief, who love to get sweets into your list. Put that in. Say I'm weary. Say I'm sad. Say that health and wealth have missed me. Say I'm growing old, but add, Jenny kissed me. It was in moments like this that I began to love Uncle Eino. I think now of the kind of boy he must have been to have loved this poem, above all the others that he had to memorize in grade school. Eino and I had adventures together on the bus, like the long drive in a blizzard, only to find out that school had already been canceled when the second kid on his morning route ran out to tell us so. Aina's grin was infectious when he turned to ask me if I was in a hurry to get home. No, I said, as he laboriously turned the bus around in the quickly accumulating snow. Then let's go visiting. This was one thing we two talkers had in common. We loved to visit the neighbors. Our first stop was at my Uncle George and Aunt Mary's. My Grandma Mackie lived with them too. I remember their surprise when Eino and I showed up in the snowdrift on their back porch. We swept the snow off our boots and pant legs. Then the five of us sat down in their warm kitchen, chatting and drinking coffee as the snow swirled around the house and clicked against the windows. Even after I left for UW-Madison, Uncle Eino and Aunt Audie picked me up for church whenever I was home from school. After church, there were visits to old folks on isolated homesteads or trips to Twin Gables restaurant in Brule for a cup of coffee. Eino was with me, too, on the worst day of my life. On that day, when my father died, he and Audie were waiting for me at the Duluth airport when I rushed home. Aunt Audie and I were simply awash in tears. This time, Eino held himself together so he could hug and comfort us as we cried. The worst was yet to come, though, when he drove me to the county mental hospital so I could tell my mentally ill brother about Dad's death. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do, but I had Eino to lean on. In the years that followed, I visited Eino every time I was back home, right through the years he struggled with the cancer that eventually killed him. On our last visit together, tears rolled down his cheeks when he said, "Janie, you never forget me." It was true then, and it's true now.